Making the ultimate sacrifice, Felton sat her two guard at the end of the bench, making Jaya watch the rest of the lopsided game. The St. Lebray Lady Braves didn't pour it on, but the team didn't exactly let up either. I sat with Henry near the end of the bench. I'm not sure why, other than to make sure that Jaya didn't just get up and walk out. I glanced over my shoulder. If you keep an eye on her, I'll go talk to the last person in the room who was in that van.
As you wish.
I climbed the steps as the first half began winding down, approaching the woman in the purple jacket in the top last row. I noticed she was knitting as I sat a few seats away.
Howdy.
She turned to look at me through a thick set of glasses and smiled.
Hello.
I extended a hand. Ward Longmire. She shook and then went back to knitting.
The lady stars don't look very good, huh?
Not right now, no.
Are you involved with the team?
Not directly, but I'm helping it out. I scooted in a little closer. Mrs. Chelan, I understand you were a passenger in Edwin Black Kettle's van the night Jeannie One Moon went missing. She rested the knitting in her lap and continued smiling at me.
And who exactly are you, Mr. Longmire?
I'm a sheriff down in Wyoming, helping with the case. She studied me, peering into my eyes in an unsettling fashion.
And which case is that?
Jeannie One Moon. She sighed deeply.
You're a little late, aren't you?
That young woman has been missing for going on a year. I nodded and watched as the lady stars continued to be thrashed. Yep, but there have been threats made to her sister, and a thought occurred to me that we might be looking for the same person.
The same person? Who what?
Might have done something with Jeannie.
Well, everyone knows what happened to Jeannie.
They do?
Why, of course. The angels came and got her.
Angels?
Yes.
She scooted in closer.
I don't blame you. I used to be confused about these types of things, but then I found the Lord, and now walk the Red Road, the Chankaluta. I see angels and miracles everywhere I go.
Ah.
I was on a very black road, or the Chankasapa, that runs east and west, a path of non-spirituality and self-centered destruction, drinking, drugs, and things far worse than anything you can imagine. I see devils, too.
She started to speak again, but I interrupted. Mrs. Chelan, I'm really interested in what happened the night in the van. I understand you got out with Jeannie.
She folded up the knitting in her lap. That was during the bad period when I was on the black road.
She sighed, and her eyes came up to mine and stayed there.
It was a year ago, but I remember everything. We went to a party that night, and I was very drunk. I remember being in the van and hearing Jeannie saying she needed to get out of the van, and even as inebriated as I was, I knew she should not be out there alone. So I remember getting up with a big scarf wrapped around me and stumbling out into the darkness. Her face turned upward, as if for divine assistance, or maybe she was just trying to remember. Jeannie had walked down the trail leading toward the creek, and was just standing there, singing.
Singing?
Yes, she sang a song, but the lyrics didn't make sense.
It wasn't in Cheyenne?
It was, but it was a strange song to be singing.
And what was it about?
She sang the song, softly to herself in her native language, a pleading, sorrowful song, and then turned to look at me and translated. Bring me back. I don't belong here, and I want to go home.
I sat, unmoving.
She studied me. You have heard this song?
Clearing my throat, I thought back. No, but someone else I've spoken with has.
I walked up behind Jeannie and saw that she was shivering, so I took the strange scarf and wrapped it around her shoulders as the snow began whistling past us, making it feel as if we were moving forward when we weren't. She took a breath. I asked her why she was singing this song, and she said that she had heard singing coming from the creek and had sung back because it was the first song to come to her mind. The woman stared off into an unexplained distance. I didn't know what to say, so I told her that it was becoming cold and she shouldn't stay out there too long. I turned and walked away, but After a few steps, I heard more singing and turned back to look at her, and that was when something strange happened.
What's that?
For a long time, I thought it was the drinking and that I couldn't trust what it was I was seeing or, more important, hearing. But now I know it is what I truly heard.
Which was?
She was standing there with the wind blowing the snow around her, wrapped in that red scarf.
I said nothing.
It was dark, but I remembered the color from inside the van when the dome light had flickered on. Red. I noticed red. That much I remember. She turned to look at me. I reached over and put a hand on Jeannie's shoulder. She stood there, and I was hoping to read her lips and sing along with her, but then she turned her face, and I could see that it was not Jeannie who was singing.